Hi, this is Ruth, otherwise known as Nissapod, and this is my Audioboo audio blog on the evening of Thursday, the 21st of July, 2011. Instead of just telling you about what I've done recently, I thought it might be, well, it's certainly interesting to me to kind of reflect back on how I got to here in terms of, you know, using the internet and email and so on. I think the story starts when I was at university and I had an email address, and it was so exciting. People used to send me emails, and somebody said, oh, you should sign up to the New Words mailing list. And it was called New Words because there were extra commands available in the Unix shell, for those of you who understand what that means, way back when I used to use Unix. So I joined New Words, and quite a few people were also in the Film Society, and I knew them in real life as well. And after university, there were various parties, 21st birthday parties and things arranged through New Words. And the New Words mailing list was a very good way of finding out what was going on. And that went on for about, 15 years. And it was a very easy way of keeping track of people when they moved house and all the rest of it. So anyway, then in about 2004, 2005, various people started blogging on LiveJournal. So I joined LiveJournal and it was fantastically helpful at a time when life was going a bit pear-shaped, particularly in 2005. The other thing that I did in 2005 was recognise that I was possibly going to be leaving my job, and therefore email associated with work was not necessarily very sustainable. So I set up a Yahoo account. And I looked around, there was no usernames available, really. So I racked my brains and I thought, I could call myself Nissapod, because this is a name that my dad used to use to tease me, because I liked Doctor Who and when I was a kid. And Doctor Who had a companion called Nissa, and I adopted this as my middle name, because I didn't have a middle name. So my dad used to call me Ruth Nissapod. And actually, I have no problem finding this. I found it in Yahoo. I found it, you know, on Twitter, because nobody else uses it. So it's quite handy in that respect. So then, you know, after a few years of using LiveJournal, people started using Facebook. And I'm on Facebook mostly because of the other people who are on Facebook, including family and friends and so on. And then I started saying on LiveJournal that I didn't really have the time and energy to do proper updates. So R2UK suggested joining Twitter, so I joined Twitter. And there are some other people on Twitter, so I'm on Twitter. And then, of course, Audioboo, which I've been doing for a few months now, and again, that was at the suggestion of R2UK. And I started finding LiveJournal wasn't really doing what I wanted it to do anymore. So I did think I had a bit of a play with Blogger. I set up a Nissapod blog on Blogger, but I didn't get very far with that. So now I'm on WordPress, and my blog, minibreakmummy.wordpress.com, which has been going for about 3 weeks now. So it's so cool because I do put a lot of thought into trips and short breaks with my little boy and with my other half. And I thought it'd be nice to actually note some of this down and actually bring together some of the photos that we take and so on. It's only just started, and it's really interesting looking at the stats and seeing where people come from. And I'm really enjoying it, and I'm also finding out about other people's blogs and so on. So we'll see how we get on with that. But it's really very interesting how many friends I have met, but also, more importantly as well, how many people I have actually kept in touch with through email and blogging and Twitter and Facebook and so on. Anyway, that's all for me. I'm off out to a posh do this evening wearing my posh frock. It's a work do, so not as much fun as it would be if it was a posh do I chose to go to, but I'm looking forward to it anyway. Bye for now.